turundusdoktor aitab.
Today's case study sounds like that. Hi, I'm representing an organization that recently made headlines about corruption. Several of our top managers were fired because of that. Now the HR is trying to recruit new leaders, but my responsibility as a marketing manager is to try to regenerate trust towards the company. It's extremely difficult because most of the employees have lost faith in the organization and often discuss the options of leaving us. Any suggestions?
Well, this is by no means a very serious problem and an employer brand really damaging experience. Unfortunately, we all employ human beings, right? And we have to understand and accept that humans are not always perfect, and we are none of the organizations, so we would be like 100% human failure or mistake proof. And we can always try to improve our systems and procedures that would help to prevent these kind of failures, but also we have to trust our people, and eventually sometimes they fail our trust. And if this happens, I think that there is only one thing we can do. We can admit openly this has happened and say how sorry we are about this. And also we need to be able to say what we will do now that it doesn't happen any other time again. And we have to talk internally to our people pretty openly about this, why this has happened, how it was possible, and what we will do. And I think that events like this, they influence everybody in the organization. There is no one between the employees who will turn away and say, no, this is none of my business. Because that shade of shame somehow spreads over the company, and it is difficult for all the people. But if you do not hide away from this, but you involve your people, and this may even have a potential for strengthening the team. And if the message is out publicly out there, then we also have to publicly say and admit the case it happened, and with a proper regret, but also to tell what we will do, what changes in the organization, because things like that should provoke certain change internally. I don't know, in terms of processes, in terms of culture, in terms of many things. And being sincere is, I think, a very much key in this kind of situations, because people would forgive you failures quite often, but they would not forgive lies or fooling around. And then the next thing you do, I think, is you do not dwell too long on it, because eventually the message will disappear. And in the world we live today, where there is so much information, there's so intense flow of information, that whatever happens, it is going away rather fast, and other loud news would replace the scandal. And if the organization can, it should do itself something just to produce some kind of positive news or louder news that somehow replace the older message and so on and so forth. Actually, to be honest, I understand this case better than perhaps the author of the message imagines, because we just this summer experienced similar very reputation damaging scandal, and I just hope that most of the public has forgotten it already, because there are no much media publicity around it anymore. But if I mention, you would probably remember that we had a case with Air Baltic crew members who were caught under alcohol influence in Norway.
Yeah.
And then that was, I think, within my 5 years experience with the company, the darkest day, the day when next day I really didn't want to come to work, because I felt so much shame for what has happened. And it was tremendous how people internally sensed it. And we just we admitted that what has happened. We changed a lot of procedures internally. We felt like we are forced even to a little bit perhaps overdo it. Yeah, but things like this, they cannot go unnoticed. But then when you have changed those things, you still have to realize that these were few people, it was their mistake, and you cannot blame entire organization for forever for this. And you just build on a new good things so that this kind of this black spot into your cup, it doesn't spoil everything. Yeah, that you again, you step up, you stand up stronger than you were perhaps before. So that's what you do.
Yeah, I do completely agree with you. It just reminded me, there are a lot of that type of scandals, and usually what happens is that people forgive you if you do a mistake, but they usually don't forgive if you don't learn from the mistakes and you do it over and over. So that's why always my suggestion is that that of course I understand that situation is bad, and really being within this company or organization, I think it's a very, very tough situation you can face. But it means that that you have to kind of, you have to know if it's corruption, you have to know that all the people connected to that have left. So I think this is the first thing, that there cannot be some kind of something that I don't know if this person was connected or not, but let him or her continue. So I think that this is one of the things that all that were part of the affair, so they have to leave the company at once. So this is the first thing that everyone needs to know, that all that are working with the company, everyone is kind of safe, nothing happens, they are okay, they behaved in the best possible way in that situation. So this feels gives the kind of the conformity for the employees as well. They know that all these who are here, we can trust each other, and we can kind of work on, try to build on the relationship or the back what we have, is I think one of the principles. And then really try to speak as openly, and also discuss with the people what should we do differently in order to avoid it. It's probably even better to discuss, not only tell that we are going to change that, it's also important, but also that they understand what is different now, and really to show or highlight these kind of things that become habits for these people who stay, so they really know that this is my habit to do that, to double check something, to double sign something, whatever the things are, we know that we do it because of that. So they have the wider meaning, and they feel that they have really learned from the case, and they can go back to home and say at home that yes, we are a better organization, also believing themselves that they have done something, that they do everything correctly now, and nothing like that can happen. And then I think that it's one of the things is the most important thing is to work internally, and also to highlight the kind of the procedures, that everything is okay. And then when internally it's kind of calmed down, then you can gradually come up, and maybe you can also use this process of changing your procedures or habits also to make changes you probably wanted to do before, that maybe didn't happen or was too difficult to implement. Because using this type of situation, you can maybe have a bit bonus and have your structures in the better way, may have your procedures in the better way, so you can really be ahead of the competitors because of the process, so you can have some kind of winning there as well. And then you can gradually start to communicate it over and say that we are better, we are more structured, we are more stable, or whatever the things are that you need in the organization.
Yeah, I agree completely. We should look at every crisis as an opportunity to do something better, something different. Yeah, so see an opportunity in the crisis.
Yeah, absolutely. And I do believe that this is going to be the situation where you learn most. You don't learn every day doing your everyday job as much as you learn during one crisis.
I agree.
And you will remember this forever. And the better the solution, the more you will learn from it. And then welcome to any big conferences to talk about your experience.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Daiga. It was a really interesting discussion with you. Thank you for being in our show.
Thank you, Anu. That was a pleasure.
And dear listeners, please listen us again in a week's time. Meanwhile, please send us interesting cases. You know that we really love to solve them. Thank you.
Sulle meeldis Turundusraadio. Telli endale meeldetuletus järgmiste saadete kohta Marketingi Instituudi kodulehelt.